Okay, so we'll continue with the Halachas of Bedikas Chametz. And I think we left off with Taf Lamed Beis all the way at the end that we spoke about the inyan of putting out 10 pieces of bread to check. Now really, this inyan of the inyan of putting out bread, the Ramah brings down the minig already. The Ramah says the last Ramah in Taf Lamed Beis, he says, V'nayagim laniach petite chametz b'makim shim tzayim abaydik. So the Ramah says that the reason why we're putting out bread is so that there should be no bracha levatal. It does not say an amount. It doesn't say as much. All we know from the Ramah is that petite chametz sounds like it's at least more than one. We don't know how much. And the Mishnah Berura brought from the Zoya, from the Arizal, that the minig is to put out two pieces of bread. And that should be, I'm sorry, did I say two? 10. To put out 10 pieces of bread. And that's what we do. So really, we should just know that this minig, really, to come put out 10 pieces of bread is from the Arizal. It's not like the halacha or anything like that comes from the Mechab and the Ramah. The Ramah just says to put out bread, period. And then we also brought down that it's really machlekes, well, the whole inyan of putting out bread, because really, even though you're making a bracha, in Abir Chametz, the bracha is that if I find chametz, I'll be mevayered. It doesn't mean that I have to find chametz by making this bracha. So that was the other tzad, and to be yitz, everybody just put out a piece of bread just to cover your bases and to make sure that you'll find something. Okay, so then beginning Taf Lamed Gimel, Mechaber says the bedikat tzarich shetiyah lo'oil haner, that it has to be, we know you have to be using ar haner, which is a fire, v'loy lo'ar lavonim, but should not be using moonlight. And then he says, if you forget to check, what happens if you forget to check? You forget to check Bedikas Chametz night. So he says you have to check the next day. And again, it says even though you're checking the day, you should not check with the sun. You should check with a candle. And then there's also the halacha that you should not check with more than one wick. If you're checking with more than one wick, so then you're going to be nervous that. First of all, it's not a good bedika because you'll be holding it far away and it'll miss out. You can't get to the smaller places with such a big nair. I'm also, you're probably nervous that it'll burn the house down, so you might not be as careful. Mm-hmm.
More said, you know, if you make cut the fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So those are the two reasons. I mean, Mishnah brings down both reasons. Number one, you can't check the churin is dakin. And also, the second reason is because you're afraid you're going to burn the house down. Okay, so then the shaila gets to the shaila that, of course, that we have nowadays is what about checking with a flashlight? You're allowed to check with a flashlight. So most places can hold it. There's no problem to check with a flashlight. Rabbi Yashiv says it's mutter. Moshe Feinstein says it's mutter. And the paiskim that don't want to be mevatel completely, the chazal that say that you should check with the ner, so therefore they say that you should just do both. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, exactly. Minute chazal is
who says the flashlight's not good?
No one really says it's no good. Just anytime that you're changing what the chazal were misakin, so you know, okay. If you can be yoitze with what the chazal also wanted, so why not do both? So that's why I think a lot of people, they start off the bedika with a ner, they make the bracha with the ner, and then, as the bedika continues, you know, they extinguish the ner and use a flashlight, and that's fine. Mm. Now, what about turning off the house lights?
Mm. Do that.
So what's this Indian? Is it just like it will make the bedika? What's the Indian of turning off the lights?
What is the candle going to do when the lights are on?
But really, because it's interesting. Well, first of all, the reason why you're doing the light, the candles, because really you're supposed to be checking the ochun and stock in the places that the main light can. Yeah, and even when you're checking, the Mechaber says, even when you're checking during the day, if you forgot to check the night, you're checking during the day and you're using, and it's light in the sun, you're still supposed to be using a candle. So there's something with a candle that's able to check places that regular natural light cannot get to. Okay, so the inyan of keeping on the light. So the Shiva the Levi brings down that it's better to leave the lights on. Make life a lot harder when the lights are off to check than to keep the lights on. Why would you turn the lights off?
Why do we turn them off?
I don't know. Why do we turn them off?
Because then you're
my father.
So there you go. So The Shivan Alevi says...
how do you focus on what the flashlight is pointing at, or what the candle is pointing at?
That's what I assume.
So the Shivan Alevi says it's better to leave them on. Ramesha says it's better to leave them on. Ramesha Karelitz, Chaznish, Stipler. It seems that everyone, most Paiskim, seem to say they should leave the lights on when you do the Bedikah. Yeah, use a candle, flash, whatever. I mean, but it seems from here that you should be leaving the lights on. Okay, you know, we didn't speak about that. I don't know if we're going to get to that today. We'll speak a little bit about it. Hopefully. Yeah, so I just wanted to speak out before that really that when we were talking about putting out pieces of bread to check, so we had this machlekes. Whether it would be a shail of a brachal of atala. Right? If you don't put out pieces of bread, it would be a shail of a brachal of atala. So the Mishabrua says that it's not kedai to be mevatel the minig of klai, so to put out 10 pieces of bread. So the Sharetzion right there, Sharetzion on that Mishabura, this is in Siman Taf Lamed Beis, the Sharetzion is Sifkat and Yud Beis, Ice Yud Beis. He says that today, that the minig is to clean the house so well before you even get to Bedikas Chametz night. So he says, now, Yesh L'minig Zeh Yisoid Medina. Now, this is not just... a nice minig that we put out time. Now this is a you really should put out pieces of bread, and Rabbi Yashiv says because of this, because we clean our houses so well before Bedikas Chametz, he says if you don't put out pieces of bread, you should not make a bracha because you cleaned it out so well that you already know that you're not going to find the chametz really in the other places.
Wasn't the bracha going on
beer
chametz too?
The bracha is on beer chametz, but
you're
not
going to. Right, right.
So
why shouldn't you make a bracha even if you don't put out
10 pieces? Mm-hmm. So some say that the bracha on beer chametz is really just that. Yeah, eventually you're going to get to that, but the bracha is also going on your bedikah. That you're also looking for chametz to be mevayer. So, if you take a look at Taf Lamed Gimel Siv Yud,
that's why it says the bracha is al bir chametz, especially if the mitzvah is a daraisa.
Taf Lamed Gimel Siv Yud. I'm just going to jump around a little bit. The Taf Lamed Gimel Siv Yud says that
Taf Lamed Gimel
Siv Yud.
I know this one by heart.
Says bate kinesios, bate midrashos. So the shuls that we have, the midrashim that we have, tzrichim bedika. The shuls that we have, you need to do bedikas chametz on the shuls that we have. Mimnei shatinagis machnisim em chametz. Why? Because the kids bring chametz in there. We don't bring chametz in there, obviously, but the kids do. So
into
we
the shuls.
That's what we have to do. That's what we have to do bedikas chametz. Yeah,
we don't bring chametz into the shuls.
So I guess in those days they didn't have kiddushes in the shuls. So the shuls need bedikas chametz. You have to be mivar the chametz. So you take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Tzrichim bedika mem gimel b'lel yadal arner v'hashamashim einam nizharim lived like b'layla. The shamashes of the shuls they're not makpid to do bedika. What do they do? El machadin hetiv, they clean it very well by yom. They're not doing what's proper. Even if you clean the shul so it's so clean, there's a din bedika. You have to do a bedikas chametz. Lel yadalit. V'tzarach lazirim al kach sheikam v'tzarach chametz kitikuna. You have to tell the shamashes, the shamashim, that you got to do bedikas chametz on the shul. I mean, you have to do a bedika. You have to do a full bedika. Avalein tzrichim levat l'ach bedika. But they do not have to. They do not have to do bittel. Why? Because it's not going to help. It's not their chametz. So here's a place where you see that there's no din bittel, that you cannot be mevatel the chametz. You have to bedikas chametz. V'avar v'loy badak ha'batik kinesis v'batim midrash b'al yidalad yachol v'batim rachil b'yam yidalar alar yoyim. Then you could check them, right? You have to check them during the day. V'ein tzarach l'vdekar nerel v'yitar chlabas amchalaynis v'yishamar g'dayla. Because it's very light in there, so you don't really need an arner. Dinam kedin achsad, it's like a porch. Fine. Okay, so you see that you have to really check the shuls. And where did I see somewhere that you that you can even make a bracha on this bedika.
I was just going to ask, who makes a bracha?
No, you can make a bracha on this bedika.
The guy looking, you know.
Yeah, meaning if you make it to at home, can the bracha just go on both?
Oh.
Meaning if you're doing it for your house.
Yeah. But he says even Mistama could be included. I don't see why it can't be included.
Two houses. I mean,
no, you're allowed to
every time.
No, if you have no, that's klar. That was said last week. If you have a bunch of houses, you can do one bracha and you can check everything.
Even if it's days apart.
Oh, I don't know if it's days apart.
The last day of work is a week before Pesach. You do bedikas on.
No, I don't know if that's. I don't know if it's gonna.
No.
What if it's to do bedikah a week before?
Yeah.
No, I don't know if it's gonna, I don't think that's going to help. You should really go to your office.
Your last day of work is a week before Pesach.
Oh, if you're not going to be in the office? Oh, if you're not going to be in the office at all. But really, Lechatchila, you should go to the office, La Yadalit.
Well,
and Lechatchila, you should actually they bring down that the kids in the dorms.
Mm-hmm.
You should go to your dorm room,
yeah,
Yadalit, or Bidika Yadalit, to do Bidika's Chometz.
On Yadalit? Yeah. No.
Well, Yadalit.
I remember now, because I remember from in the dorm days. They would say that you do it before you leave.
Yeah, but if someone's in town that can do it, then you should do it. Then they should go there that night. Uh-huh. It's better to do it while you're down. That's really the mitzvah.
Well,
but this is the thing. I you have to make sure that they're doing bedikas in the shuls.
And then you spoke about bedikas last night.
Who?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Where?
Okay, yeah. So then, okay, now we have Sif Yud Aleph in Taflam and Gimel. So just take a look at the Ramah there. The Ramah says that everybody, the Ramah brings a minig, v'chol adam sarach l'chabed chador av kaina medika. You ever saw this minig?
That
you're supposed to sweep your house, clean your house, before you do medika. I've seen this, by the way. I walked to someone's house.
It's a mitzvah.
You clean your house
is very good, but a special sweeping right before the medika comes. Now, I don't know if it's negev for us because, like we said, we clean our houses so good.
There's nothing else.
But I did see people doing this. I dropped him at someone's house before Bidiki. He was just quickly sweeping his house before Bidiki's coming. Okay. V'akisa my bata yachal begadim shenayis pam muhammad tzichem bidika. And also, your suits that you wear. So you have to do Bidika on the suits. You know, your clothing that you wear to work, you should make sure that you do a bedika on those clothing.
Bedika as in when you're getting ready for Pesach, you clean them out? Or bedika as in the day before you actually have to do a bedika?
Even if you know that there's no chametz in them? Mm-hmm. Ah, look at the Ramah Mem Zayin. I know for sure I never put chametz in my suits. Who puts a Danish in their pocket? No. The milsadoy rami alayhu v'lavadayte. No, you're not. There are times where you're not even thinking about it, you're putting chametz in your suit. So he says, v'lachein tzarech bedika. Listen, he says, v'ha'aylam nayagim rak l'nayar ha'kisim b'shas ha'bir. The aylam is just nayig to shake them out. At the time of bir chametz, you shake out your begadim. V'nachayn livdayk oysam b'shas bedika. Really, the proper time to check these begadim is during bedikas chametz. No, during bedikas chametz. Lel Yadalit. Lel Yadalit. You should go to your suits and check your suits.
The best way is with the vacuum cleaner.
Sure, if you want to do it with the vacuum cleaner, all the better.
Because if you're scrounging around in your pockets with crumbs, you're not going to get them out.
And he says, "Me come out, come yeah."
It's not going to come out.
Right. So you should do it, but it should be done Lel Yadalit. When you're doing,
can clean it before and then do a bedika low yadalit.
Yeah, sure.
Use the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah,
Send it to the cleaner. It's gonna be.
Well, I don't know if they do this pockets.
Huh?
They press it into your pockets. They don't clean your pockets.
So that's not considered.
I don't think
it's no longer royal achilas kavod. Especially if you do it with a batala.
That's probably destroyed.
I don't think so.
I think we saw last week that we can't rely on Gayim when it comes to bedikas chametz, right?
No, just for the cleaning purposes, and then on leilot.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Gayim and their
Gayish. However, you want to clean it before, that's fine. The point is that you have to do a bedika on it. You have to check it. I mean, come on, he says tzarech lachs. Even if you do a bedika, tzarech lachs of the number shas abir. You still have to go and shake them up and shas abir. Shema chazav elchus pan chametz. Because maybe you put chametz there after the bedika.
Yeah.
So here's another. So you see another thing that you have to be. You have to be careful that the chametz in your suits. Okay. So
There's no more locks.
Okay, now, when we say, when we're supposed to be, when we're supposed to do the bedikah, then after the bedikah, we know you're supposed to be mevatel the chametz. Right, and then, after the mevatel chametz the first time, you're supposed to the next day, when you're doing birch chametz, mevatel chametz again. And no, actually, so, right, so what are we doing the two bittles for? Because no, the first bittle is for the chametz that you were looking for during bedikas chametz. The second time you're being mevatel the chametz, you're being mevatel the chametz that you left over for breakfast. All that chametz that you left over for, you know, midnight snack and breakfast, and 10 o'clock lunch and 11 o'clock, you know, when we're eating all the chametz that we can right before the Zman. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to the Zman, so then you have to be mevatel all that chametz that you ate. Obviously, you weren't mevatel the chametz before. So that's
what,
the... What's
the point in doing the first bittul then? Just don't do that one.
Well, the first bittul is to be mevatel all the chametz that you found. Yeah. But, you know, you always want to be as careful as possible. So you want to be mevatel the chametz, whatever that you're looking for. Yeah. But batsim, you're right. Batsim, you could wait. The musig is that you can wait as long as you're mevatel everything. That's... Let's see who says that. Yad Delilah. Here. So it says here, Achar B'dikah Miyad B'layla Siv Beis. Achar B'dikah Miyad B'layla Mivatlanu. You should be Mivatl the Chametz. This is in Taf Lama Dalat Siv Beis. V'yoymer Kol Chamir D'Yisi B'Rshusei D'Lechazit D'Levearte L'Vatl Avik Afad Ara. V'yoymer Abitl B'Lashon Shemevin. You have to make sure that the bitl is in the Lashon that you understand.
I mean, it was a good first try.
Sure, that's always a good... Right.
Well, that's probably what
you're saying. So, but if you look at... So look at this. We were just talking about this, so let's see this. In Sifkot and Vav Nimeshabura, Miyan Melayel Mivatlanu, Hatamhu, Da'afo Gav Midaraisa B'Bedika V'Levad Tzag, even though Midaraisa, you can do B'Dika. So you see, the Midaraisa, you can do B'Dika. That's how the Mishabura is going also. So even though Midaraisa, you can do B'Dika, the Minatayr Sagabechem might be a bittel, Da'afilum Yishar Shem Chametz B'Bayis, and Ovelov Akoz Marshalay Noidalo. If you don't know about the Chametz, right, as long as you don't know about the Chametz, so as long and you look for it, so then you're okay. Not gonna be everybody. You're by Motzei. Kimin shabat akeitav asa komashem mutal. Let me komakim chacham chashu shamim smigluski yafu. We're afraid that maybe you're gonna find the nice gishmak Danish that you forgot about. Sheinav tells me atzma kame perum. It's not bottled by itself like perurin, like crumbs. Like remember we spoke about it last week that crumbs really is mevatel by itself. So you know people go crazy over crumbs. You don't have to go crazy over crumbs. Crumbs is really Vatel by itself, Mimela Batli. So if you, but let's say you find a nice big Danish and you never Mavatl, the Yishim ad Kim Shisafan of Yavala by Rabbi Matz. You're going to be over by Ra. Avi Mavatlato, Shuveni over Bechol, Gavni by Ra. The Havi Hefker Vlav Dilehu. You're going to be Mavkar, it's not going to be yours, so you can move out. You're going to be Matl. So now, Siv Dalid says, I wonder if he says. Okay, so Ziv Dalad says Shlucha Yochel Levatel. A shliach could be mevatel your chametz. And but when the mevatel your chametz, because mevatel shliach tzarich shem chametz shel plenty mevatel. So you should say, not you know, stamazay chametz. You say chametz of Shuli Shon should be batel. So what's this?
Why do you need a shliach? You can be batel anywhere you are, no?
Ah, so
and you can sell it anywhere you are too.
So take a look at the Mishpura here. It's interesting. This is interesting. Shluchai. Hainu kishetziva l'shliach levatel chametzai. Avumtziloi libda kliyamin ochel levatel. If you just tell the guy to do a bedika in your house, so then that guy can't be levatel. You have to specifically tell him to be levatel chametz. So look at this next Mishpura. Tezvav yochel levatel. Ta'af agav de bitl mitam hefker. Bitl works out hefker. V'ayim l'chaveh leich v'hefker n'chas emekal klum. When you tell a guy, here, go be mafkumai n'chasim. Does it work? Of course, it doesn't work. You have to be mafka your own nechazim.
Ashi
efkem huvatzma. Yeah, you have to be mevatel yourself. So how come my chametz all of a sudden this inyan of that you can make your shliach to be mevatel your chametz? How does that work? It says hakol leinyan chametz yesh lahakol, because by chametz you can be mekel. Why? Shari chametz b'shas sha'ivr lav ba'yro ba'yimatzei ena shaloi shari yaser b'hana. Since at the time right after the shah chamishes, it's going to be you would be ivr ba'yro ba'yimatzei. And at that time, the Gemara says that it's really not in your shus anymore. It's aser b'hana. Elisha hatoyra hemidu b'rshusay l'nyu shavrelav. So really, this is the biggest chiddush in the Gemara over there. The Gemara says that really after the fifth hour, The chametz is not yours. The Torah is it's not yours. It's out of your rishus. But the Torah puts it in your rishus just to be over by your rabbi matzeh. See how that works?
Wait, what makes it if it's not yours?
So it's after, because I forgot exactly the lashon of the Gemara, but that's that. That don't, I forgot all the mechanics, but that's how it works. Without doing anything, you do nothing. The Torah takes it out of your rishus; it's not yours, but it puts it in your rishus just to be over by your rabbi matzah, because you only over your own chametz. It's also by analysis. Lefikach, he says, begiloi das bilvad shehu megala daita deloi nichala delahavo iskusa klaba gavei sagi. She says, therefore, with just being Megala Das, even though normally, if I tell you to be Mafkman Nechassim, you can't be Mafkman Nechassim, but by Chametz, since we have this interesting halacha that after the fifth hour, the Torah puts it in my Rishus, just be over it, so as long as I Megala Das, that it's not something that I want, you can, that's all I need to do. That's all I need to do, and therefore you can go ahead and be Mavata the Chametz for me. Then the Mishpur says, but V'yesh Machmir B'zeh, Samar Machmir, not to be on a shliach, to be mevatel.
So how do you make the shlichus for this? Do you make a kenyan?
I don't think you have to make a kenyan.
You don't make a kenyan?
I don't think you have to make a kenyan.
Why not?
No, I don't know. Why would, I don't know. Do you have to make a kenyan? I don't know.
You have
to make a shlichus, you have to do a kenyan. I don't know. But it seems that there's an inyan that the shliach should be the person who's being mevatel the chametz should be with the chametz.
Mm-hmm. That's why. Sure. That's why you're being
that. That's why we're being minor shliach. So that's why at the end, the mechaber says here. Let's say you can't get a shliach. The main ish bevesei. So then you vata makam shu. Then wherever you ended up, let's say you were going out of town, you forgot to mevata minor shliach. So then you should be mevata wherever you are. So the mishabru says there. It's v'kan yud zayin. The main ish bevesei v'loy minor shliach levatai. So it says, what we just said earlier in the Mishnah that there are some that are machmer not to, that the shlich doesn't work to be vatal somebody else's chametz, the same way hefker wouldn't work. So then, nachon shi'avatal shabamakam shabas megamkin. You should always be mevatel the chametz wherever you are. So you're going out of town. So then you should always, in the morning of Yadal, and make sure you mevatel your chametz, even if you had a shlich to do it. But it seems that there's certainly an inyan to be at the place where your chametz is, to be mevatel. So just quickly about going out of town. So Taf Lamed Vav. In Siman Taf Lamed Vav. So someone who's leaving. A mefarish be'abasha liyam yoytza b'shiyar v'edem anicha v'esa mishi yivdaik. Someone who's going out of town. So Taich Shleishim Yoyim Zakuk Livdaik. So within 30 days, he has to be check his house.
Sorry, what's the
first? Why? What?
What number is it?
This is Taf Lamed Vav, Sif Aleph. So the Ramah says, V'lo yivarech az al b'rachamas, but you should not make a bracha on b'rachamas. So within 30 days of Pesach, so that's most people who are leaving for Pesach, going in-laws, wherever. So that's within 30 days. So you have to do a bedika on your house. Why do you have to do bedik on your house, even if you're not planning on coming back? So the Mishabura says, "Taich shloishim yom sivkan beis." V'afilu ein daite lachzer klal alachar Pesach, v'lo yira hachametz shebebeisa. He's never going to see that chametz. He still has to do bedik. Mishum demei oz v'hala chol alav chayvas habedik. The chiyuv to be bedik your house comes within 30 days. Why? What's the whole? So Sharatzian says, Sharatzian brings, because Shailim Mehuchas HaPesach, Kailim Pesach, Shailim Shemim. That's where this Makar is. The Makar is that, we said last week, that 30 days before you have to start learning the halachas. So now you learn the halachas, says, I got to be biting my house. So now I learned the halachas 30 days before, I have to be biting my house. So it doesn't matter if you're leaving and you're not going to come back. I learned about this mitzvah, about this chiyuv, that I have to be biting my house. The whole reason why you're doing B'dikas Chametz is that you won't, right, they won't come to eat it, or Shem Yimtza Gluska Yafa.
What happens if you don't give rid of all the chametz?
What?
And what happens if you do your bedika?
Right, so...
And you don't get rid of all the chametz, well then?
Well, that means you've been mevatel it, right. And yeah, but...
Sell it, so you have to...
You're selling it anyway, yeah, and a chanami, I mean... But, I don't know, it's just... You have a chiv to bedika?
What if you have a summer home, and you're only there, say, in July and August...
Only that home?
You have to go make a special trip to that summer home to look for chametz?
You might need to. I just started seeing something like this last. That if it's a vacant property, you might not. But if you actually go there
on Pesach,
you might need to do Bedika there.
If you go there on Pesach,
no. If you go there, if you live there at all during the year, you might need to do Bedika.
So you have vacation property in Milan, and you're in New York for Pesach.
I don't know. I don't know.
This
I
have is to look. Practical, though.
I know. I wasn't.
That's for any of us.
No, I wasn't.
But the concept, I mean.
I started looking into yesterday. I didn't finish, so I don't want to say too much about it. But here you see that within, if a guy's going to come back, if a guy, even if the guy's not coming back, within 30 days, you make a bracha. So what about this ending of making a bracha? Do you have to make a bracha or not? Look at Sif Katan Dalad. Lo yivarech az. Dikishabaydik below yadala tiknu lavarech abir chametz. Lefi shemashu hu maitse bividi kasai hu matzniyai kede lavar lamachar. Nimsa da habedika hu haschalas abir. See, now this is what I'm talking about. You see, the bedika is not just, it doesn't seem like it's a hechsher in order to get the beer. It's the tchilas beer. The beginning of beer is bedikas chametz. Mashenken kan. Over here, you're not trying to get rid of this chametz, you're just doing a bedika. And then what are you going to do? You're going to eat it the next day, you're going to continue using it, you're going to bring it with you on the trip. You're just taking it out of this house. But that's why he says you would not need a bracha. The Be'alacha brings certain shitas that are chaylik and say that you do need a bracha. And at the end of the day, he says, v'tzarech iyan lamaisa. He says, well, so what do you do, Lamaisa? Mishabura says you make a bracha, but the Be'er Halacha brings down a lot of shitas that say that you do make a bracha.
So Lamaisa, you're Mayan.
So, Tzarechi Lamaisa, what's the minig? The minig is not to make a bracha.
What about the 10 pieces?
Ah, so what about all these other halachas? There's a number of other halachas, like putting out 10 pieces. Now, we said the whole reason putting out 10 pieces is to get out of a bracha levatala. So do you have to put out 10 pieces?
That
and, so Pasha's not.
Yeah, but what the Ari?
So the Rabbi Yashiv says that you should put out 10 pieces anyway because we have this
Arizal.
We have this Arizal that says that you should put out 10 pieces of bread because of who knows.
That's from the Zohar.
From the Arizal, yeah.
Represents something. Those 10 pieces represent something.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Ramaz. Yeah. So the Rabbi Yashiv says that you should put out 10 pieces of bread just for that. There's also an Indian, by the way, before. That you should wash your hands before you make a dubedikas chametz. You should wash your hands because you're making a bracha. You should make sure that you're like the same way before you daven. You're supposed to wash your hands. So he says that you should wash your hands. What about over here? You're not making a bracha, so you don't have to makbet to wash your hands. Also, before there was an inyan to sweep up before. He says that the reason why you're sweeping up is so that you can have a real bedika. If you see chametz every 2 seconds, you're not. That's not really. You're not really checking. You're just. You're seeing the chametz everywhere you look. That's why you're sweeping before. But the reason why you're doing bedika now is not to get rid of the chametz. Your house is full of chametz. I mean, you're doing bedika to be yoytze this chiyuv of bedika. So he says that also you don't have to be makbet to really clean your house before.